So it's interesting that Parshas Metzora, when you have a double Adar, so Parshas Metzora often falls out around the time of Pesach. It's not quite Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos before Shabbos HaGadol. And, you know, it's almost natural to want to try to think about, one of the things we try to think about around the time of Parshas Metzora is improving one's speech. Saras, we talk about speech. So we tried to talk about improving one's speech. And it's interesting that the Ari HaKadosh was famous for saying that Pesach has a relationship with the words Pesach, a mouth that speaks. Again, it's not in earlier sources in Chazal, but it's the Ari HaKadosh. The Ari HaKadosh. Ari HaKadosh is pretty serious. So clearly, the Yom Tov of Pesach, according to the Ari HaKadosh, has something to do with the power of speech. The power of speech is something that I think is very, very important for people to really contemplate, to think about. I like to say all the time that when we were growing up, I don't know if when you were growing up, but when I was growing up, so people used to say, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never harm me. Judaism doesn't believe in that approach. We believe that sometimes words can actually hurt a person even more than actually hitting a person or injuring a person. Because if you injure a person, you just hurt his body. But if you hurl an insult at somebody or you speak Lashon Hara, you speak negative words, you're literally like, you take away somebody's life, you take away their existence, you take away their ability to function, you take away their self-esteem. We live in a generation where so many people have low self-esteem, so many people suffer from, you know, they think that they're nothing and they think they're not worth anything. It's interesting that, you know, what separates us from the animal kingdom and plant life and the inanimate object, the person, the human being, is called a midaber. It's called a midaber when man is created. So the Torah says, "Vayhi Adam lenefesh chaya." Unklus famously translates, "The ruach memalala," a speaking spirit. Speech is what defines man as man. We love to talk. We love to talk. It's part of who we are. It defines who we are. So if a person wants to avoid bad speech, the answer is not for him to just, you know, not speak at all. That's sort of like robbing you of your humanity. That's the definition of humanity. It's the definition of being a human being. We all have the desire to share, to speak, to communicate. It's a very basic human desire. It's what defines us as people. The trick is to learn how to speak appropriately, how to watch your words, and it's not easy because, you know, we like to sort of just blurt out whatever happens to be on our minds. Especially if it's a juicy piece of, you know, gossip or something that we could show that we know something about somebody, or we could show that we know something about something. A lot of times when a person speaks, you can determine his arrogance from the way he speaks. You can determine what he thinks about himself. Certainly when a person speaks negatively about other people, so you can determine what type of person he is. So how do we fix speech? So the key is not to be quiet, but to learn how to speak appropriately. And the Gemara says in a couple of places, actually, and I believe very strongly this is one of the, this is really Rav Soloveitchik. It's interesting. I saw that one of my good friends, Rabbi Aaron Goldscheider, who a couple of years ago made Aliyah, so I saw that he came out with a Haggadah. He came out with a Haggadah. His Haggadah, it's a little plug for that, I didn't read it yet, but came out with a Haggadah that has the Torahs of Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Kook, and Shlomo Kalbach, in one Haggadah. So I didn't chop like what the connection was exactly. I didn't chop. So somebody, the guy who did the review, and he said, it's amazing how you see coming out of every vart from Rav Soloveitchik in the Haggadah, you know, Torah Yisrael. And you see coming at, or you see Torah Yisrael, and you see every vart that he quotes from Rav Kook, you see coming out of it Eretz Yisrael. and you see every vart coming out of Shlomo Kalbach, I'm Yisrael. So that's why he brought those three things together. He wanted a Haggadah that put together Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, and Torah Yisrael. So Shlomo Kalbach all about the loving of every Jew, the unity that comes out of this Haggadah. And the Rav Kook is all about Eretz Yisrael and the Haggadah. And Rav Soloveitchik is all about the Torah that comes out of the Haggadah. So Rav Soloveitchik is very fond of saying that there's many, many ideas in the Haggadah that have to do with Limud HaTorah, which makes a lot of sense, because if Pesach night is the night that we're trying to transmit to the next generation belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and connection to Yiddishkeit, if that's the whole thing, so Talmud Torah, the study of Torah, is that thing that's going to guarantee Jewish continuity more than anything else. Why are we still here and the Egyptians are no longer here? Those Egyptians, why are we still here then? And the Assyrian Greeks and the Romans and the Persians, they're all gone. Because we have the Torah, we study Torah. That's the whole, one of the whole Yisodos, one of the whole goals of Pesach night, is to transmit to the kids a special mitzvah Talmud Torah. That's Rav Soloveitchik said, that's like the Vilna Gaon said the same thing, that Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, before you teach the Arba Rabbanim, you have to make a special Berchas HaTorah on this special mitzvah of Talmud Torah of Pesach night. So Pesach night, one of the important, and why that's why the whole main part of the Haggadah, the part that we all cringe from, is the main part of the Haggadah. The longest part is all about Arami Ovid Avi Vayerud Mitzrayim Avayogar Shamim Seimad Vayisham L'Gagadol Otzim Arav. That whole thing are drushes from four psukim in Parshas Kisavo. The drushes of the Sifri on those four psukim. The whole thing is to learn the story, not just to tell the story, not just to say it over, not just to act it out, but to learn it. You have to learn the story. You have to learn it because Talmud Torah is a crucial part of the Seder. So it's interesting that the Gemara in a few places teaches us, how does a person correct his speech? How do you correct your speech? How do you become a person who speaks better? So the Gemara says in a few places that one of the ways that a person corrects his speech is by Talmud Torah, by a person training his mouth to be a mouth that speaks words of Torah. How do I know this? Rabbi Simon quotes in his Sefer. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Sur Meira Va'ase Tov. Sur Meira. It's talking about the Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Yates Amud Beis, darshens it on speaking negatively. Sur Meira, how do you do that? Va'ase Tov. Ein Tov El HaTorah, as the Pasuk says, Ki Lechach Tov Nasati Lachem. Or more clearly, Pasuk in Mishlei, the Gemara in Erechin, Daf Tesvav Amud Beis, darshens a Pasuk in Mishlei. What's the Pasuk in Mishlei? Pasuk in Mishlei says, Marpe Lashon Eitz Chayim. There you have it clearly. Marpe Lashon Eitz Chayim. You want to refor for your Lashon? Marpe Lashon. How you Marpe Lashon Eitz Chayim. Eitz Chayim Hila Machasikim Ba. The Torah. What's the Pshat? How does that work? Very nice. It's a Gemara. But how does that work? As a work, when a person trains himself to speak in spiritual matters, you see the Maharal writes in a few places that speech is that place where man's physical and spiritual essences come together. Speech is the place. That's why Unkla says, right? Vayitzeh Hashem Elokim es Adam afar min ha'adama. God formed man's body. Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim, and God breathed into man a spirit, a neshama. So a person became, the uncle says, a speaking person. Speech is the combination between man's physical, because you use your mouth, but the ideas that are transmitted are ideas. That's spiritual. That's not physical. The ideas are spiritual. So l'chora, that's the pshat. That's the hezber in the Gemara. It's the hezber in the pasuk. Why is it that when a person studies Torah and speaks words of Torah, that makes him, that heals his speech? Because it purifies. It purifies the mouth. It purifies the ideas. When a person studies Torah and he learns Torah, it purifies your mind. It purifies your whole body, your whole everything. That's the connection between man's physical and spiritual essences. So if a person speaks words of Torah, he becomes a more refined mouth. If he's used to saying Divrei Torah, the Torah affects his mouth. He has a more refined mouth. Rav Aaron of Belz, Rabbi Simon quotes in the Sefer from Rav Aaron of Belz. We're going to read this week Parshas Metzora. So you know how the guy who had saras, who had a problem with speech, that guy, the guy who had a problem with speech, so how did, what does he do for his atonement? What does he have to bring? He has to bring two birds, a live bird and a dead bird. He shechts one bird and one bird's live. Very, very strange halach. You don't find that too often. That you got to bring two birds, one that's alive and one that's dead. Why one bird alive? Was Zachter of Aaron Mibelza like this? He says, because the way to fix bad speech, yeah, you need to do two things. You need Sur Meira and you need Asay Tov. The dead bird represents you got to stop with the bad speech. But the way to stop with the bad speech, the way to stop with the bad speech is to do the positive speech. That's the live bird. There's a dead bird and a live bird. You can't just stop cold turkey, right? They say about the Chafetz Chaim, that everybody says about Chafetz Chaim, the greatness of the Chafetz Chaim, not that he never spoke. He talked all the time. But he figured out a way to talk and not say Lashon Hara. Not, okay, I'm going to not say Lashon Hara, I won't talk the whole day. Tain is Dibur all day long. That's not human. A human is Medaber. That's not the way you're supposed to fix it. The way you're supposed to fix it is one dead bird and one live bird. The dead bird means you got to stop the negative speech. But the live bird is, how do you stop the negative speech? The live bird is going to go on tweeting. It's going to go on tweet, 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 tweet. The live bird is going to keep on tweeting and tweeting and tweeting. It's going to keep on speaking. Because what's it going to speak, though? If it speaks Divrei Torah, if it speaks words of Torah, the whole point of Pesach night was, the whole purpose of Yitzhak Yitzhak was for Torah, was for the giving of the Torah. So the way a person, so Pesach, the Pesach, which is the speaking mouth, so one of the ways to fix bad speech is by studying Torah, is by speaking words of Torah. Furthermore, so Rashi teaches us that the reason for Galus was because of Lashon Hara. Rashi teaches that Moshe Rabbeinu heard Achein Noda Davar, that Nadav and Aviru, who were fighting, Dasan and Aviru were fighting, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Rasha Lama Sakereyecha. And he said, oh, who told you? Are you going to kill us like you killed the Mitzri? Moshe says, Achein Noda Davar. Oh, so Rashi quotes it and says, oh, it means that the Jewish people are saying Lashon Hara about me. They're all talking about me. They're saying that I killed the Mitzri. That's how it got to Paro, because they were talking to me. So Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu figured out that they weren't Roy Lagula because they were speaking Lashon Hara. They weren't Roy Lagula because they were speaking Lashon Hara. That shows that the reason for the Gauls is that they didn't speak appropriately on one another. And the same token, the Medrash says that in the merit of the fact that each of them had a lot of gold and silver from the Egyptians and they didn't tell on each other, they didn't say Lashon Hara, they didn't go to the Mitzri and say, you know, that guy has all that gold and silver, he's not planning on giving back to you, he's holding it by his house. The fact that they didn't speak Lashon Hara. So they fixed the sin. And Chazal say in the Medrash elsewhere, very famously, that one of the reasons why Klal Yisrael was redeemed was Shaloshinu es Lashonam, that they didn't change their language. The language is a very, very big part of Pesach. That's why, what's the main mitzvah? The main mitzvah of whole Pesach night? Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Using your mouth. Using your mouth for the right things. Using your mouth. Your mouth defines your humanity. The way a person talks, you can lower yourself to the gutters of the garbage with speech, or you can elevate yourself mamish like malachim, with tefillah, with Torah. That's what Parshas Metzora is all about. That's what Pesach is all about. Metzora is about lowering your speech, to use your speech to make divisions between people, to use your speech to say nasty things, to say negative things. That's a person can use his speech. Or a person could use his speech to elevate himself. Paro, I saw this, Paro, right? Pei, Resh, Ayin, Hey. Paro is the same letters as Pera. Paro is the letters as Pera. That's when you use your speech to anger the Rabbonu Shlom, to spit in the Rabbonu Shlom's face. That's Paro. But Pesach teaches us how to speak in the right way. As I mentioned before, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about Torah study. That's the Arba Banim. That's the Baruch HaMakom. That's why V'doresh Kol HaParsha Kula. V'doresh Me'arami Omidavi Ad Sheigmar Kol HaTorah Kula. It's such an important aspect. And so many people, unfortunately, even people who call themselves Orthodox, I see here a couple of guys who just got back from Eretz Yisrael. Take a look at these guys over here. These guys are sitting over here. They made a commitment that even though they're back from Eretz Yisrael and now it's time to be involved in college and it's time to be involved in shiduchim or whatever and working towards getting a job, but they're making a solid, very important commitment to Talmud Torah. So you guys just walked off the plane. So you just walked off the plane, so you have a very, most likely, if you're sitting here in the morning, yeah, you could be doing a lot of other things. You just sat in yeshiva a few months, but you're sitting to catch a few moments, hopefully, of inspiration. So that shows that you're all pumped up. You had a year of Talmud Torah, you're all pumped up. All right, but the question is, what's going to be in 2 years, or in 5 years, or in 10 years, or in 20 years, right? Now you're all pumped up. But that's the whole goal of the Seder night. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. He didn't speak as much about Am Yisrael or about Eretz Yisrael. He's talking about Torah Yisrael. That it's the Torah of the Jewish people that keeps the Jewish people going. The reason we're still here is because we learn Torah. That's why we're still here. That's why Talmud Torah is connected. Kulam and Pesach night, that's why Rav Soloveitchik said, Pesach night, one of the nine aspects of the Haggadah that Rav Soloveitchik famously talks about all the time, one of the nine aspects is that part of the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim is there is a special dimension of Talmud Torah. Every year at the Seder night, it's not just about the frogs, it's not just about the games for the kids. Those are very important. My wife gave a whole talk on that the other night. The games for the kids are very important. But it's also about Talmud Torah. It's about, that's why we dash in the Pesukim, that's why we have Baruch HaMakom. That's a very, very important part of the Seder night. There are other things that we talk about Seder night. Sipur Yitzias, Pesach is about Emuna, right? We say in the Aseret HaDibros, I've said many times, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Otzi Sicha. It's about Emuna. It's about drilling. It's about feeling a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's about Hakaras HaTov. Hakaras HaTov. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Otzi Sicha Meyotzayim. According to many, that's why at the Seder night, the main Pesukim that we use to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pesukim that the guy bringing his Bikurim, the guy bringing his first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash, he would use those Pesukim. Why? Because those Pesukim are dripping with HaKaras HaTov. Vata hine evesis reishis kol priya adamash nasata li Hashem. We could almost feel, right? You could almost feel the excitement of the farmer. Seder night. You could feel the excitement that He took us out. It's written in the first person. He took me out. Right? We use Dibur Pesach night to express our Emunah B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. We know Ani V'lo Malach, Ani V'lo Saraf, Ani Hu Ani V'lo Acher. There's Emunah B'Hashem. We use our mouths Pesach night to engage in Talmud Torah. We use our mouths Pesach night to express Hakaras HaTov. That's another such an important aspect of the Seder night, to express Hakaras HaTov. Anochi Hashem Lekecha Asher Otzi Sicha Meyotzayim. All this stuff comes from the mouth. All this stuff defines us as people. Hakaras HaTov, we sing Shevach V'Hodah LaHashem. We say thank you. Thank you for taking us out then. Thank you for protecting us throughout the years. Thank you for giving us this beautiful Seder table, this beautiful Seder table with my family, with all the food. Thank you. Hakaras HaTov, we use Dibur to thank Hashem, we use Dibur to thank people. Not false praise, but real praise. Praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all that He does for us. We have to learn how to use our voices and our mouths to praise other people. To praise other people, not Chas V'Shalom to try to cut people down, but to use it to learn how to say nice things about people, to build people up, to show people what they're capable of, to show people what their talents are. To identify talents in people, to use our mouths for gratitude, to use our mouths to tell people how great they are and what abilities they have, and to build people up. And finally, not really so connected to this, but when we eat the matzah, so it's also purifying our mouths. The mouth is a very important part of Pesach. Pesach, when we eat that special food, the matzah, which doesn't have any. Extraneous ingredients. It's pure bread and water. It's pure flour and water. That's to teach us that our mouths are supposed to be clean, are supposed to be pure. You eat the matzah purifies the mouth. So Pesach has a lot of connection to speech, has a lot of connection to what we say. The Ikar Mitzvos HaLaila have to do with the mouth. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, eating the matzah, eating the maror, remembering the Avdus, remembering the Cheiros. I hope that throughout this Yom Tov, this is Chodesh Nisan, every month of Chodesh Nisan, that's what Rav Shor writes, V'avarta es ha'avoda hazos b'chodesh hazeh. The whole month is avoda hazos, the avoda of Zos. Zok Rav Shor, what's the avoda of Zos? B'zos yava aron el ha'kodesh, Yom Kippur. You have the whole month, every aspect of the month is waiting for a person to change, to grow, to develop, to do tshuva, to become better. That's a special zuchus of the whole month of Nisan, the whole Chodesh. V'avarta es ha'avoda ha'zos b'chodesh hazeh. The whole month is avoda of Zos. B'zos yavo aron al ha'kodesh. A whole month is avoda of Zos, is the avoda to get closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to purify ourselves, to purify our speech through Talmud Torah, through praise, through saying nice things to people, Bez Hashem. We should be zochel if we can clean up our speech, like Moshe Rabbeinu said, if they were dilturin among Klal Yisrael, they weren't yet zeicha for the Geula. If we can clean up our speech, Bez Hashem, that's what will lead us, that will help us to be zochel for the Geula. When a person fixes his speech, when all of Klal Yisrael fixes his speech, that's what we were zochel to the Geula Mitzrayim, and that's what hopefully we'll be able, Benis Nasid and Goyal, may that they come in here of Yameinu Amin. No.